This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Afreilich and Chanukah. We have a fantabulous shiur for tonight. Parshas Miketz and Chanukah. We're continuing the shiur on Sefer Reishis, which are, again, generously sponsored by Dr. Zakim and Mishpachta Leonishmas, Rav Shlomo Eliezer ben Rav Yaakov Zakim, and Leonishmas Rivka Bas Tovi Halevi. They should be Melitza Yisham for their whole family, for Simchas Anachas, Adbi Eskoyel Tzadek. This week's shiur is sponsored by my dear friend in Eretz Yisrael anonymously. May Hashem bless him, Bamizrach. Okay, tonight she is also dedicated by my dear friend Reb Avi Tuckman as a zechus for Shmira for all the soldiers. Hashem should watch over them and protect them. Mikol Nego Machal, Mikol Sarvet Sukkah. Tonight's shiur is also dedicated by our dear friend, Mishpachas Herman, Mrs. Yehudit Herman, Le'iloy Nishmas, her sister, Ellen Goldberg of Indianapolis, Indiana. Yeah? Where's Indianapolis? Okay. On her third yard site, Esther Shoshana Bas Ruvain. Also, in honor of the new Sefer, which you might not have heard about yet, but we're going to get to that soon. And also Zechus Shmira for the Chayalim. Tonight's shiur is also sponsored by my dear friend Dr. Yitzchak Samet. Shem should be mevarachim, shefa bracha v'hatzlacha. Tonight is the seventh night of Chanukah. So, still plenty of time to get the new Sefer. So you have it already, but you don't have two. It looks, you should know, that two on the shelf look even... doesn't just look twice as good as one. It's like a whole different feel. Yeah, you like that one. That's a good plug. Look how nice the gold lettering is. Josh, right? It looks nice. Now, what you could do is, and you could leave it on the shelf just in the cover, and nobody would know you actually pulled the book out. That's also an option. Also, the Sefer that's available on Chanukah, The Light and the Splendor. We have an amazing shiur tonight. Actually, for quite a bit, we've been trying to finish up Bereishis Volume 2 in Lashon HaKodesh. So everybody wants to know, what is taking so long? What's taking so long is we wanted to complete the subject of the sale of Yosef HaTzadik. Because we know, Rabbeinu Bechai tells us from the Arizal, that the 10 brothers who were involved in selling Yosef were Nisgalgel, they reincarnated as the Asara Harugei Malchus, the 10 martyrs. And we wanted to treat this subject as fully as possible. So, over the years, we wanted to identify which brother is which Tana. So we discussed the opinion that Yosef is Rabbi Akiva. We learned the opinion that Shimon is Rabbi Akiva. We learned the opinion that God was Rabbi Akiva. That Rabbi Akiva came to atone for God's role in the sale. So Rabbi Akiva could have been Shimon. Rabbi Akiva, that we did last year. Rabbi Akiva could have been Yosef. Rabbi Akiva could have been Hashem. Last year we did a shir that who was Reuven? Reuven was Nisgalgel as Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus. So, but I knew there was still one more missing piece. And that is one more possibility of who could be Rabbi Akiva. And this subject ties not only into Parshas Miketz, but into Chanukah, and this will be, I would call it, the final piece, in at least for the beginning of this subject. In the Pisma in Ma'is Tzor, we say, Yevanim nikbitzu alai, the Greeks gathered upon me, Azai bimei chashmanim, in the times of the chashmonam. Ufartzu chaymois migdalai, they breached the walls of my fortress. Anybody know how many breaches they made? 13 breaches. V'timu kol hashmanim, they defiled all the oil. O mi noisar kan kanim. And from the leftover jugs, na'asa neis la'shoshanim, a miracle occurred to those compared to a rose. B'nei vina, men of understanding. Yemei shmoina, 8 days. Kavu shir urinanim. They established song and festivities. Okay. Shir Uranim. The question is, who exactly are these men of understanding? B'nei Vina, men of understanding. Who are they? Who are these men of understanding? Were they the Chashmonaim? Since when do we call Chashmonaim men of understanding? We usually call them Kohanim. Who are these men of understanding? What's interesting is that there is a group of people that the Tanakh refers to as men of understanding. Anybody know who that is? Shevet Yisachar. Shevet Yisachar are called men of understanding. In Divrei Hayamim, it says, Uvnei Yisachar, Yoidei Vina Lo'itim, who know understanding of the times, Ladas Ma Yasa Yisrael, to know what Yisrael should do, Rashehem Masayim. Interesting, the B'nei Yisachar are called Bina Lo'itim, and perhaps then they are the B'nei Vina. You know, it's interesting, the Gemara says that the way Hashem created the world and the dynamics of husband and wife, the Pasuk says that V'hu yim shalbach, that a woman may want to have certain companionship with her husband, but she doesn't have the gall to ask explicitly. It always comes from the man. That's the Gemara says, human nature. However, the Gemara makes a very interesting statement. The Gemara says, a woman who asks will have children even greater than the generation of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara asks, really? What? Who could possibly have children greater than Moshe Rabbeinu? Says the Gemara, in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, they were men, they were chachamim, they were nevoinim, they were yaduim. But they were looking for nevoinim. They didn't find any nevoinim. However, Leah had someone who had Bina. Leah had Yisachar. Yisachar is Yoidei Bina La'itim. Why was Leah Zoichet to Yisachar? Because Leah asked to live with Yaakov. How do we see that? Because when he was coming home, she was riding on a donkey coming out toward him. So she took the initiative. And because she took the initiative, she had a child greater even than the generation of Moshe Rabbeinu, Yisachar. The Gemara asks, yeah, but we just mentioned human nature as it comes to the man. Yes, says the Gemara, but if the wife intimates, then it's considered admirable and one will be Zoicha to children even greater than Yisachar. Okay, without getting into too much detail, what the Gemara ends up saying is that Yisachar is considered the paragon of Bina. And therefore, perhaps, when we say B'nei Bina Yimei Shemayna, maybe it's referring to Shevet Yisachar. And in fact, there are a number of sources that indeed, the ones that enacted the miracle of the Yom Tov of Chanukah were Shevet Yisachar. Who says this? The Shir Ma'ayin. Shir Ma'ayin is in the back of the Tiras Moshe of the Chassam Sofer, from one of the Talmidei Chassam Sofer. He brings a very interesting medrash. This is a medrash plia. Did anybody ever hear this medrash plia on a pasuk in Shir Shirim? The pasuk says, "Hadudaim nasnu reyach." The dudaim gave a fragrance. The al pisachinu komigadim, and by all of our doors are treats. That's a pasuk in Shir Shirim. It says, "Hadudaim nasnu reyach." And the Medrash darshins, Hadudaim nasnu reyach, Ruvain. He went to gather the dudaim in the field. And because of that, we have Chanukah. So in other words, Hadudaim nasnu reyach, because Ruvain gathered the dudaim, therefore, we have Ner Chanukah. So the question is, why because the dudaim gave reyach, do we have Ner Chanukah? Where's the extension cord?
It's back in the briefcase.
Okay. Why because, just some technical, why because Reuven gathered the Dudaim, do we have Ner Chanukah? Okay. You hear that? Why because Reuven gathered the Dudaim, do we have Ner Chanukah? Says the Shir Ma'ayin. Reuven was gathering the Dudaim. Leah comes to Rachel comes to Reuven and Leah and says, "Give me some of the Dudaim." The Dudaim had fertility-inducing properties. So Leah said, it's bad enough you want my husband, now you also want my dudaim? So Rachel says, I'll rent out Yaakov for the night. You give me the dudaim, I'll give you Yaakov. And that night, Leah lived with Yaakov, and who was born? Yisachar. And who established Hanukkah? Yisachar. So that's the meaning of the Medrash. Hadudaim nasnu reyach. That's Reuven who gathered the dudaim. And because of Reuven gathering the dudaim, v'al pesachenu kamigadim, we have Neiros Chanukah, because who established Chanukah? The Bnei Bina. Who are the Bnei Bina? Shevet Yisachar. That's the Medrash. But the bottom line is, you see, who established Chanukah? Not the Chashmonaim. Shevet Yisachar established Chanukah. By the way, you know who else says this? Your good Rav Ron Yosef Chaim Masud Abi Chatzera. Not to be confused with Rav Masud Abi Chatzera. Rav Ron Yosef Chaim Masud Abi Chatzera, a descendant. He says that's what it means. Bnei Bina, Shevet Yisachar, who are Yoidei Bina Leitim, Yimei Shmoina Kavu Shiru Renanim. So if you wanted to know who established Chanukah, Shevet Yisachar.
How could they establish it before the Nes of Chanukah?
No, not the person Yisachar, the son of Yaakov. In the times of Chanukah, the Shevet Yisachar, who were the heads of the Sanhedrin, they were the ones who legislated Chanukah, okay? So, interesting, because Reuven gathered the Dudaim, therefore we have Chanukah. And it is well known, friends, that there is a famous Sefer, a beautiful Sefer, a classic Sefer, the Sefer Bnei Yisachar, written by Rav Tzvi Elimelech of Dinov, who, he was traveling once to the Chayz of Lublin, and he's traveling, thinking to himself, you know, I wonder what Shevet I'm from. Did you ever wonder about that? I know what Shevet I'm from. I have a tradition, I'm from Shevet Yehuda. That's what my grandfather told us, and that we're from Rashi, and we're from David. And don't be that impressed. As we said many times, almost all Ashkenazim come from Rashi. 80% of Ashkenazim come from Rashi. But the Bnei Yisachar was wondering, what Shevet does he come from? Now, at that time, he was not the Bnei Yisachar. He was Rav Tzvi Elimelech of Dinov. And he's going to his Rebbe, the Chayz of Lublin. What was the Chayz of Lublin's name? Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef, no? Yeah, so, and he told his Rebbe, you know, Rebbe, whenever Chanukah times comes, I feel such inspiration. My soul is on fire. My soul is stirring. Rebbe, where does this come from? And I know it's not because I come from the Chashmonaim, because I'm not a Kohen. And the Rebbe said that, let me tell you something. This was what was going on in the Bnei Sashar's mind on the way to the Chayza Lublin. He walks into the Chayza. The Chayza takes one look at him. He says, Tzvi Elimelech, you're from Shevet Yisachar. That's why every year when Chanukah times comes, your soul is on fire. Because since the Shevet Yisachar established and legislated Chanukah, you feel a special connection to Chanukah, and therefore, that's what Shevet you're from. He didn't have to say anything, he didn't have to ask anything, the Rebbe just looked him in the eye, and he says, you're from Shevet Yisachar. Therefore, Rav Tzvi Elimelech of Dinov named his Sefer Bnei Yisachar. His son, Rabbi Elazar, named his Sefer Yoidei Bina. Why? Because since his father was from Yisachar, and Yisachar is Yoidei Bina Lo'itim, so let me tell you something. If your father is from Yisachar, guess what? You're also from Yisachar. So he figured, if the Tata named the Sefer Bnei Yisachar, and by the way, if you look by Chanukah, one of the chapters on Chanukah in the Bnei Yisachar is called Sarei Yisachar. So there's a very particular connection between he has tremendous amount of writing on Chanukah, and he himself would always feel a special connection to Chanukah. In fact, it's reported that he had every night of Chanukah Torah on the words Yehuda HaMakabi. Every night he would say Gematrias and Ramazim and secrets on the words Yehuda HaMakabi. But again, this is all to bring out who established Chanukah? Shevet Yisachar. But I discovered it's more than that. Because, you know, there's a shaila on Chanukah whether the parties that we make, are they sudas rishus or they're sudas mitzvah? Simply, they should be sudas rishus. What are you doing exactly? You're intaking high caloric foods. Yeah, you're setting your health back years and years just from 8 days. You know, my father told me about the donuts. There's a very important rule. Ein lecha rishus lehishtamesh bahem, ela leroysam belvad. Anyway, so what, it's a sudas mitzvah? How's a sudas mitzvah? So many Rishonim say it's not a sudas mitzvah. But the Rama brings, it might be a sudas mitzvah because these are the days they inaugurated the Mizbeach. In Parshas Nasai, we're going to read it on Friday morning. We read it every morning, right? We read every morning the Chanukah Samizbeach. Of all the karbanos that were brought by Yehuda, by Yisachar, by all the 12 days of Nisan, whose idea was it? Only by one of the days, by most of the days, it says Bayayim Hashvi'i Nasi Levnei. Not right. It's, but by the second day, by Shevet Yisachar, it says Hikriv es Karbanai. Says the Medrash. Why does it say Hikriv by Yisachar? Because the whole thing was his idea. All the karbanos that were brought, he was mechadish, and he told everybody, "Hey, we need to bring karbanos. This is what we need to do." The Medrash in Shir Hashirim says, "Kach meitam, v'hayu mahu kach meitam, mi nasan lohem es ha'etza." Amar Rabbi Simon, "Shiftoi shel Yisachar." Amar lohem, "Hamishkan hazesh atam oisim, parechu ba'avir." This mishkan that you're making, it's floating in the air. "Asulay agalois, kedei shehei nitan bahem, hu sha'akasa mishabech shevet Yisachar, u'bnei Yisachar yoidei bina lo'itim." So not only did Shevet Yisachar establish the Yom Tov of Chanukah, they were the ones who came up with the idea of how to inaugurate the Mizbeach. Isn't that interesting? So now I want to share with you something that I found today.
Yisachar. How come they don't pronounce it the shin, the second?
Why? Because the word Yisachar has two meanings, two shins. One is Nasan Hashem Schari. Leah says God rewarded me, and the other thing is Kisachar Sechaticha. She bought Yaakov for the night. That's not a very nice. That we throw under the rug. That meaning. So we keep that one silent.
Was he part of the plan to kill Yosef?
Avada.
He was agreed to that.
Of course.
How could he do so different?
We'll have to talk about that maybe. This might be the night to talk about that. Because next week, we're ready in Parshas Vayigash. And now we're talking about the sale of Yosef. So we might want to have to deal with that question.
He had been us. So.
Okay. Well, I'm going to come to that. Okay?
Okay.
So right now, what have we established? That the Yom Tov of Chanukah was legislated by Bnei Bina Shevet Yisachar. Not only did Yisachar establish Chanukah, it was their idea to initiate the Karbanos to inaugurate the Mizbeach. I found in a number of Svarim, the Yom Tov of Chanukah is a tikkun from Mechiras Yosef. We sold Yosef. It's a sin that we have to deal with in every generation. God just punished the Jewish people because of the sin of Yosef a few weeks ago. Did you know that? Do you remember? Where Hamas sent missiles out of Shifa Hospital, and they tore down half their hospital. And who was blamed? Israel was blamed. And what did it say on the front page of the newspaper? Blood libel! Why are there blood libels? We said here in the shir many, many times, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman says, Rabbi Chaim Palagi says, that the reason why the Jewish people suffer from blood libels is because we invented the blood libel. We sold Yosef. Yaakov says, where is he? We dipped his tunic in blood. We said to Yaakov, hey Yaakov, do you recognize this? Hakerna. We made up the blood libel. Says Rabbi Chanan, in every generation there's a blood libel against the Jewish people. So how do we rectify the Avera? The Teferet Shlomo of Radomsk says, Chanukah hu tikkun le'mechiras Yosef. You think it's a coincidence that on Shabbos Chanukah we read Vayeshev and Mikates, the parasha of Mechiras Yosef? Why? Chanukah is a tikkun for Mechiras Yosef. That's why, take a look at number 11. This is one of the most astounding Ramazim to Chanukah. It's in this week's Parsha, and it's from one of the early Rishonim. Vayahar Yosef itam es Binyamin. Vayoymer la'asher ha'beisoy havei es ho'anashim ha'boy. So look at these words. U'tevayach tevach v'hachein. Look at the word v'hachein. You take the word v'hachein and the last ches of tevach, Chanukah, says the Shultei HaGiborim. Shultei HaGiborim writes, in most years, Parshas Miketz is Chanukah. You take the ches of Tevach, you appendage it to V'hachin, Chanukah. What about the other letters? The other letters. Look at this. And what about the letters Utevayach Tevach? Gematria 44, the 44 candles of Chanukah with the Shamash. You hear this? By the way, don't accept what I'm saying. You need to look, okay? You look at the word V'hachin and the Ches. The Ches of Tevach, V'hachin spells Chanukah. The letters Utevayach Tevach, Gematria 44 candles of Chanukah. Or the Imrei Noam of Jacob says like this. Ches V'hachin is Chanukah. And the remaining letters, Utevayach Tes Vez, are 36, the 36 candles of Chanukah without the Shamash. Also, Utevayach Tevach V'hachin is Gematria Kohanim, he says. This is one of the most authentic, authoritative Ramazim to Chanukah. Why? Because Chanukah is a tikkun from Mechiras Yosef. In fact, Megal HaMukoy says the Gematria of Yosef is Antiochus on Melech Yavan. Because of the Mechiras Yosef, we went through the Gezeros of Chanukah in order to rectify it. So Chanukah is a tikkun from Mechiras Yosef. Now I want to throw an idea. Then this Rema is not going to do us that much good, but it's still the fact that you're not going to read it this year, but still it's the subject of Mechiras Yosef, right? So in the subject of Mechiras Yosef, by the way, the words Miketz Shinasayim Smoil Ner Tadlik Yemin Mezuzah, says the Shultei HaGiborim. Shinasayim Vayihi Miketz Shinasayim Smoil Ner Tadlik Yemin Mezuzah. So I want to advance an idea, Loi Ro'isi V'loi Shamati, but I think it's going to be Oyem Anayra. And we're going to use Rabbi Yitzchak. How do I say your name? Yitz. Rabbi Yitzchak, right? Is barking up a good tree. Yeah? If Chanukah is a tikkun from Mechiras Yosef, which brother would you say is most responsible for Mechiras Yosef? Now, in past years, we said that according to the opinion, we asked, why was Rabbi Akiva punished so harshly, more than any other Asar Harugei Malchus? So we brought from Megal HaMukos, because Rabbi Akiva was Shimon, and Shimon's the one who started the whole Mechira. He said, Hine Bal HaChaloimos HaLazeh, here's the dreamer's coming. So because Shimon started the whole thing, therefore Rabbi Akiva was Gilgal of Shimon, he got the most severe punishment. But today I want to argue differently. What was the sin of Mechiras Yosef? What was the sin? Why did the brothers want to sell Yosef? What, they didn't like him? They were jealous of him? He had a nicer suit. Yaakov gave him a custom-made suit, and they were wearing, you know, a basement bargain suit from Borough Park. What was the brothers' problem? The Sfarno writes that it was a halachic decision. That they thought that Yosef wanted to kill them, or he was tattling to Yaakov about them, and Yaakov would curse them, and they would die, or they would lose Olam Haba. So they halachically decided Yosef was a roidef. Yosef was trying to kill them. In fact, the Sfarno says, they never regretted selling him. Because even when they said they're guilty, they didn't say they're guilty of selling him. They said they're guilty of not having mercy on him when he beseeched for his life. The bottom line is, this was not a personal act of venom and hatred. It was a halachic decision. In fact, Rav Zalman Sarutzkin writes, not only was it a halachic decision, it was a decision of a Jewish court. How do we know that? Because right after they sold him, what does it say? Vayeshvu lecha lechem. They sat down to eat bread. Why are they eating bread then? Says Rav Zalman Sarutzkin, because while you're adjudicating a case, the dayanim are not supposed to eat a lot. So when the case was over, the Torah says they sat down to eat bread. Why does the Torah say they ate bread? Because the Torah is emphasizing, don't think they just, you know, acted out of hatred. They paskined his chayiv to be sold. And the proof that it was a psak halacha is that they ate only after they carried out the psak. Moreover, when they sold Yosef, what did they buy with the money? Shoes. Why did they buy shoes? Next question. But their brother was probably going to die. You know, imagine they basically sold Yosef to terrorists. So they should be sitting Shiva. Is an Avel allowed to wear shoes? No. So think about it. They sell their brother. Who knows? He's probably dead. And what do? They put on shoes. Why do they put on shoes? Because the halacha is that even though somebody who's an Avel has to take off his shoes, but if a relative is killed by Beis Din, there's no avelos. You're not allowed to sit Shiva. So to demonstrate, they weren't killing him. It was a psak halacha. It was the decision of a court. So they dafka bought shoes to indicate they're clean. We're not even sitting Shiva for him. Now, question.
How could brothers be the judges? They're all in the game of them.
So it could be the sin was that the sin was because they hated him, they were disqualified to judge him. That was a sin. It was an improper. It was a violation of the laws of adjudication. Yeah, procedural law. What? Yeah, but they should have known that because they had they're an ageba davar. Now, which means they got the right psak. He actually was chayiv misa, but they were not allowed to be the dayanim. So it's not that they came to the wrong decision, it's that they weren't allowed to be the ones to decide. The bottom line is, the brother's decision to sell Yosef was the decision of a court. So I ask you, if the decision of the brothers was the decision of the court, which one of the brothers was probably most responsible for what happened to Yosef? I would argue Yisachar. I never saw that anywhere. But if you understand that the Mechira was the decision of the court, and the Sanhedrin of Klal Yisrael, the Dayanim of, in other words, Yosef's the Melech, Yosef is the Yisoid, and Yehuda's the Melech, and Levi are the Tamei Chachamim. But who's the Sanhedrin? Yisachar. So who's the Rosh Sanhedrin of the brothers? I think it's reasonable to say Yisachar. So in a certain sense, which brother is most responsible for what happened to Yosef? Yisachar. Comes the Zayar HaKadosh, and the Zayar HaKadosh asks that we know that the 10 brothers, they had to pay the price, that they came back in the guise of the Asara Rugei Malchus. One of them was Rabbi Akiva. Frek the Zayar! But Rabbi Akiva, les lezuchus avos, answers the Zayar cryptically, umi b'nei Yisachar yoidei bina la'itim. So the Zayar asks, Rabbi Akiva didn't have zuchus avos, and the Zayar answers, from the sons of Yisachar yoidei bina la'itim. So Rav Moshe Cordovero says, what's the Zayar's kasha, and what's the Zayar's answer? You know, what's the Zayar saying? Says Rav Moshe Cordovero, the Zohar is asking very simply. The Zohar wants to know, we know Rabbi Akiva is one of the 10 martyrs. But how could he be a martyr for one of the Shvatim when he's from Gerim? So he doesn't have Zechusim. So how could he be Mechaper for one of the Shiftei Ka? The answer is, he does have Zechus Avos. Why? Because even though he's from Gerim, he He was the Gilgal of Yisachar. Says the Ramak, at what age, Yisachar, the Yoidei Bina, they have Bina. What age does a person have Bina? What age does Bina kick in?
13,
you come Chayv Mitzvahs. 20, you have 30, you have Kayach. 40, Bina. That's why Rabbi Kiva started to learn at 40 years old. Because since he's the Gilgal of Yisachar, and Yisachar is the master of Bina, and Bina kicks in at 40, that's why Rabbi Kiva started to learn at 40. Now, who caused Yisachar to be born? Who was Leah riding when she went out toward Yaakov Avinu? Leah was riding a donkey. That's why Rabbi Kiva said when he was in Am HaOretz, who would give me a Talmud Chacham, I'll bite them like a donkey. Because Rabbi Kiva knew about donkeys, says Rabbi Moshe Cordovero. By the way, they're bad donkeys and they're good donkeys. We spoke about that a lot in the last couple of weeks. You know, Yishmael is also Chamar. But Yisachar is Chamar Latoiv. Rabbi Kiva was a clip of Chamar Latoiv. Now, so it comes out like this. You know who else says this? The Arizal says in the Shara Psukim that Be'inyin Rabbi Akiva Shehu Yisachar Ki Yisachar Nislabish V'Nisaber Rabbi Kiva Atzmai. This is the secret of Yisachar Chamor Garem. Yisachar was Nisaber B'Rabbi Akiva, who said V'Anashchenu Ki Chamor. And the student said, no, Rabbi, like a dog. No, he said, like a donkey. By the way, the Gra says the same thing. That who is Rabbi Akiva? Yisachar. Now, in years past, and I started off the shir by saying that this is the final pin in the subject that we've been discussing for a number of years with the Mechiras Yosef and the Asar Harugei Malchus. We learned the opinion of Megal HaMukos, Rabbi Akiva Shimon. That's why Shimon had the worst punishment of all. I'm sorry, that's why Rabbi Akiva had the worst punishment of all, because he's Shimon. We brought the opinion that Rabbi Akiva is Yosef. We brought the opinion Rabbi Akiva is God. And today, one final opinion, the Zayar, the Ari, Rabbi Akiva is none other than Yisachar. Now, if Chanukah is a tikkun from Mechiras Yosef, and that's alluded to, that Chanukah is merumas in Utuvayach Tevach V'Hochein, and according to the way we're understanding it, that the sale of Yosef was adjudicated as a Sanhedrin, and there, then you can make the case that which one of the brothers is most responsible for selling Yosef? Yisachar! There's no wonder then that if Chanukah is a tikkun from Mechiras Yosef, why Chanukah was established by the Bnei Bina Shevet Yosef. Because since, Shevet Yisachar, in other words, if Chanukah is a tikkun from Mechiras Yosef, and the sale of Yosef was carried out by the Rosh Sanhedrin, Yisachar, so you think it's a coincidence that the Shevet Yisachar were the ones who were the Bnei Bina who established Chanukah? And not only did they establish Chanukah, they also were the ones who, it was their idea to inaugurate the Mizbeach, which is another element of Chanukah. Now, just one added nekuda. What was the sin of the brothers? Did they make the wrong decision? They didn't make the wrong decision, but they didn't deliberate enough. They should have really thought it over. They should have been more deliberate, and they should have realized that even if they're coming to the right decision, but they're not qualified to be making that decision. You know, it's very interesting. When it comes to Chanukah, the Gemara says that the Yevanu came into the Heichal and they contaminated all the oil in the Heichal, and the Chashmonaim prevailed, and they only found one jug, and they lit it, and it lasted for 8 days. Says the Gemara, L'shana Acheres, in year two, they established and made Chanukah Yom Tov B'Ahal Vayda. Why year two? Why not year one? So it's a very big question on the Gemara. Why didn't they establish Chanukah in year one? So the Imre Emes says, from here we see that even when you have a good idea, you know, take your time. You don't have to, don't jump. But in light of what we're learning, that Chanukah is a tikkun from Mechiras Yosef, and in a certain sense, the halachic element of Mechiras Yosef was carried out, perhaps, we're suggesting, ulai, by Yisachar, which also would be another reason why Rabbi Akiva got the most severe punishment. In other words, according to this approach, that Rabbi Akiva is Yisachar, it also is logical why Rabbi Akiva got the most severe. Because again, this was an incorrect halachic decision. Maybe that's why in the formulation of Hanukkah, they took extra measure. They waited till year two to make sure, you know, they deliberated and they did it in due time. So this is, call it, at least for us, the final piece in the who's who of the Asara Haruge Malchus. By the way, Arizal also says that not only did Yisachar become Rabbi Akiva, but before Rabbi Akiva, it was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai who also started learning at 40 years old. So you see, Mamish Neflois Mitayraseinu, and when we say the Ma'isur, the Bnei Bina, it's suggested, are the Shevet Yisachar, who are Yoidei Bina Le'itim. They were the ones specifically to Masakin, the Cheda Mechiras Yosef, Yemei Shmoino Kavushir Renanim. That's why Chanukah time, we specifically read the Parshios of Vayeshev and Miketz. Wishing everyone a Freilich and Chanukah, and we'll see everybody, Bez Hashem, next week for Parshas Vayigash. Shkoyach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.